Now, Lauren Underwood, the U.S. Congressperson from the Chicago suburbs, the Democrat from the 14th, joins us on WGN. Representative Underwood, John Williams here. Thanks for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. How is it that you were able to, and when did you visit the detention center in Broadview?
In the Congress, sure. In the Congress, I serve as what's called the ranking member or the senior most Democrat on the Appropriations Subcommittee for the Department of Homeland Security. What that means is that I'm in charge of funding the Department of Homeland Security, which owns the ICE facility, the ICE Processing Center in Broadview. And so as part of my oversight work, I was able to visit that facility this past Monday, the 24th.
It's amazing to me that it took that long for even you to get in there. Raja, your colleague, Krishnamurthy, was denied access. And that alone is surprising to me. But how is it that it took you that long to get in there?
We've had an outstanding request to visit the Broadview Processing Center for months. Many of my colleagues from the Illinois delegation have been denied. In fact, I'm the first member of Congress who has been able to visit that facility in years. And so it was really important, given the scope and the scale of Operation Midway Blitz, the way that they have turned our communities into chaotic zones, spreading fear and violence, that we were able to get into that facility and take a look for ourselves. You know, there's been a number of court cases describing what's going on in that facility, but no one had been in.
The thing might as well be on Mars for all the insight we had. I mean, it was this fenced off, obscure building that nobody knew about until the Blitz took place. And then nobody was able to go in. The Tribune wasn't there. I wasn't there. Raja wasn't there. You finally get in there, but most of the detainees were gone then, right?
There were no detainees in the facility, nor were there any detention officers. I was given a tour by the Chicago Field Office Director, Deputy Director, and Assistant Director, and they all claimed that the facility was undergoing security camera upgrades, and that was their justification for having cleared out the facility.
So will some people be transferred back in then?
Well, what I can tell you pretty definitively from my conversation with those ICE officials is that Operation Midway Blitz is not over. And so while the news has really amplified this message that Greg Bovino has left town, you know, perhaps this was done, that is not my understanding. They are preparing to increase the staff footprint just for ICE by at least triple by January. So think about three times the number of ICE officers coming into our community. They are preparing to add additional office space to that Broadview facility. They are making plans to expand their footprint here in Illinois.
Congresswoman, can you just walk me through it? Do as best a job as you can. Give me the play-by-play description of the physical premises then that you saw.
So we walked into the processing center, and the entryway looks like a very old, outdated government office building. It was very similar to many facilities that I had seen along the border run by U.S. Border Patrol. This building was purchased by ICE in the 1980s. So that gives you a sense of kind of just it's old. Once we got into the area where detainees would be held, we saw probably five holding cells, maybe one solitary cell, and then one cell for women and four cells for men. The cells held between 30 and 85 people. That was their maximum capacity. The largest held 85. And when I walked in, what I saw was about 45 low to the ground plastic primary color chairs. Okay, so think about kind of like a beanbag chair that low to the ground. But not filled with beanbags, just hollow plastic. And then there was a television mounted on the wall, and then three showers in the corner. I checked the showers. They worked. And then the showers had a very thin kind of translucent liner. And then we saw a couple of toilets. Those toilets were open with a 3-foot-tall metal dividers so that the only privacy you had is if everyone in the room was also sitting. Does that make sense? Those three showers were the only showers available for detainees for the whole facility. What does that mean? That means that female detainees were taking a shower with a translucent liner in a room full of men. That means that when the facility was at full capacity, at 200 people, and those 200 people were staying multiple nights, that they only had three showers for people. Those are inhumane conditions. This facility is designed to be a processing center, but instead it has been functioning in our community as a detention center without any medical support, without any food vendor, and obviously without appropriate hygiene facilities, toilet, shower, sinks, no sinks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this is that bad.
It was in the name of hygiene that they said they did not provide blankets for them because that's where lice or other viruses would live. And so they gave them those aluminum foil wraps that you get after, say, you run a 5K or a marathon or whatever. And the pictures I saw showed these people sleeping on the ground or at least resting on the ground. Can you, and I don't know if that's true or not for what they actually live like, but can you talk about what the bedding conditions were then?
I saw no foil blankets. I saw eight bed pads stacked in the hallway, eight adult bed pads and two bed pads for children. And that was it. And so if you think about a space that has, you know, 50 chairs and eight bed pads for, you know, 85 people, that is wholly insufficient for folks being kept there for multiple days. And the children piece, I just want to underline for you, John, because I think that folks had assumed that only adults were being brought into this facility, that they had Huggies, they had child bed pads. So it is clear that there have been children staying overnight in this facility as well, which is, again, unacceptable, inhumane.
Mm-hmm. I wish you could have gotten in there while the people were actually being detained to see what that was like. And I wonder if you can just comment on that. Are you angry that we weren't given a better view of what was actually going on there? This is compelling what you're saying, but it would have been even more telling if we were able to see how people were being treated.
I am absolutely angry that I was denied for months, that my colleagues have been denied for months to be able to get access. I'm talking about everyone from Senators Durbin and Duckworth to my colleagues, Chuy Garcia, who serves on Judiciary, which is the authorizing committee for ICE. My colleague, Delia Ramirez, who serves on Homeland Security, was denied. I have been denied, and we're in charge of their funding. I'm also very angry about Operation Midway Blitz and the way that, you know, they sold us this big lie, talking about they were going after the worst of the worst, when only 2.6% of people that they had detained had criminal histories of any kind. I am angry that taxpayer dollars are funding this terrorism of our community, and yet Donald Trump and his administration have done nothing to lower costs for the American people. While Operation Midway Blitz was taking place, what we saw was the president in court trying to take away SNAP benefits. We saw the president around the world ignoring the healthcare crisis that his party created. And now we're approaching a Thanksgiving holiday where food costs are on the rise. It is unacceptable.
Congresswoman, one of our listeners is asking this question. Did you have the sense that they cleaned up, quote unquote, the facility before you got there so as to make it
absolutely
more presentable? Yeah. Okay, and you think that this is actually going to be used? I wonder, one last question. How long do you think then the people were being housed there? If it doesn't show evidence that it would be a good place to stay, but you're only there for 24 hours, maybe that's more understandable. Do you have any idea about how long people were housed there, Lauren?
John, this facility has its own rules that limit a detainee's ability to stay there for 6 hours. The regulation says max 12. That regulation was waived this past June, and we know that as recently as 2 weeks ago, folks were kept there overnight, and then the court filings describe people being there for 2 to 3 days. What is happening in our own backyard is a grave constitutional violation, and it is wrong, and it is inhumane.
Do you know if some of the people there were U.S. citizens or were not guilty of any crimes but just happened to be rounded up because of the way the operation happened?
We certainly know U.S. citizens have been arrested and detained. We know that U.S. citizens were brought into the Broadview facility, specifically the protesters who have been arrested. They have been brought into the Broadview facility. We know that from what ICE told me this week. We also know from court filings that only 16 of the 614 people arrested as part of Operation Midway Blitz had any kind of criminal history. Obviously, the Broadview facility is an ICE facility, and Operation Midway Blitz was a joint operation between Border Patrol and ICE. So we still need to be able to see the Border Patrol facilities. We still need to get a briefing from Border Patrol and understand exactly what they have been doing in our community, what their footprint looks like, how much money they've been spending, how many people they've arrested, et cetera.
Lauren Underwood is the Democrat from Illinois' 14th. That's all the time we have today, Congresswoman. I hope you can join us again in the near future. Thanks for giving us your time. And all of that said, I hope you have a nice holiday as well.
John, thank you. I look forward to keeping you updated on our oversight work.